This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Hour number two. And a couple comments. This all relates to 5MinuteUniversity.com, the book, which is unfinished. But what I'm trying to do is share some lessons with you. Because the book's not done. And I'm working on it, but gosh, it keeps getting bigger and more expanded and more comprehensive. And, you know, I'm not satisfied with doing a half-baked job. I'm just not. So if it's not the best I can do, I'm not happy with it. So I'm still working on it. And I'm still working on the campground with the rest of the family. But here's something I wanted to share with you. So this morning, I was in the kitchen and our son was on the phone trying to find some parts, which are getting harder to find, for some common vehicles. One in particular, 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck. Kind of like mine. I have an old 2004 Silverado. This one has, you know, back seats. Mine does not. Mine just has an 8-foot bed and a standard work truck, bottom of the line work truck. This one's a little fancier than mine, and the mirror is broken. The mirror for the side view mirror. Now we're talking about a 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck. This is not one of those new, real, real exotic looking, pushed out in every direction, you know, superstructure type vehicles. It's just a regular pickup truck, and it has a mirror that will tilt and has its power adjustable, and it power folds. So it can go out if you're towing, and it can come back in if you don't want to bang into things. And it's heated, and it has a wiring harness. So what do you think a mirror would cost? Just one mirror, not both of them, just one. A driver's mirror. What do you think that would cost to buy the part? Well, hang on. You won't believe this. $284 to $349 for the part. That would be at a big box auto parts store, $284 to $349. Now, if you can install that yourself, that's great. But if you can't, and it only takes 1 hour at an average shop that charges $100 an hour, you're looking at $384 to $449. That's parts and labor without tax to replace a side mirror on a car. I think that's the definition of insanity. Do you really need a mirror that is heated? Do you really need one that tilts? And do you really need one that folds in by itself? Do you really need one that has, you know, the LED signals flashing on the side of the mirror? You have to pay for all that stuff, which kind of explains why a truck is 70 grand, 70 grand, right? So I just wanted to share with you. You know, you go to buy a used vehicle, and then you see that the side mirror has to be replaced. You're looking at $384 to $449. So I got this email from Menards, and they said, "Heads up, y'all, we have mattresses on sale. It's a special one-time buy. Regular, about $400. Now, about $100, you know, $99 and change. Free shipping to the store." Free shipping. Now, think about that. Free shipping to the store. Where'd that come from? Didn't we used to just go to the store and get it and not think about, well, do we have to pay to have it shipped to the store? Well, now they offer free shipping to the store, which means you go pick it up anyway. So I thought, you know, for $100, has some memory foam. I wasn't crazy about the memory foam, but I did some reviews, read some reviews there on Amazon, and everybody said this mattress is pretty good. So I ordered two of them. I thought, you know what? I don't know if we're ever going to be able to get mattresses. And frankly, the ones that we have in our house, all of them except for one are the same size. They're called a full size. So all the beds in our house are from the 1800s. So I'm thinking about 180 years old each. That'd probably be the newest one would be 180 years old, the newest bed in our house. And they have a full-size mattress. And I was looking at the prices of mattresses, and, you know, the regular price of just a full-size mattress is $370 for a cheap one to $843 for, you know, a better one. I'm not kidding. Plus tax, right? So I was thinking, gosh, $99.99? That's pretty hard to pass up. Especially since the ones that we have in our house are Stearns and Foster, which was a really good brand. I don't even know if they're around anymore. But they're from the 1950s and the 1960s. So these are 60 or 70 years old. Now, it's not like the springs are coming through. It's not like we're sleeping on springs that are popping through the fabric. It's not like that. And by the way, if you want your mattresses to last longer, you turn them over. You rotate head to foot, and you turn them over. And then 6 months later, you do the same thing. And then you vacuum them with a vacuum cleaner. And they'll last a lot longer. And they even last longer if you don't have a box spring under them. We don't have any box springs. We only have mattresses on plywood. I modified every one of these circa 1840 beds that are rope beds. I modified each one of them to use a sheet of plywood with trusses underneath. You can't see the trusses. You can't see the plywood. Look like a rope bed with a mattress. And that works great. And the mattresses will last a long time because the box springs deform when you hop on the bed, and they start to sag in the middle. Well, if you don't have one of those, the mattresses last a lot longer. As a matter of fact, one of the lessons in the book is you can take a sheet of plywood and put it between the mattress and the box spring, and you get a much firmer mattress as a result if you already have a box spring. But in our case, we don't have one, so it's just a mattress on a sheet of plywood. That works great. So back to this mattress at Menards. Regular $400. Special one time buy. The customer that bought them from the factory reneged and didn't take delivery, so they're having a blowout. Now, these are designed in the United States of America, these mattresses. And they're manufactured in Bulgaria. I didn't know that. So it was special ship to order. Nobody had ever seen one at the store because this was a one time buy. And you couldn't ask anybody, so what are they like? Huh? Are they firm? What are they like? No one can tell you. Because they hadn't seen one at the store. So I ordered two of them. And our son was heading that way and asked them to pick them up. And you go to the pickup center at the back of the store and they throw them in the back of the truck. Now, how big do you think the box is for a full-size mattress? How big would you expect that to be? This is a test. How big is the box that a new mattress would come in for a full-size mattress? Well, I know how big it is. It's 12 inches by 12 inches by 57 inches long. Now, I drive an old pickup truck, and I literally could put 16 mattresses in the bed of this pickup truck because they're vacuum-packed. I mean, these things are tiny. And when our son came home, he said, "Dad, I don't think you like these." So what do you think I said? Hey, let's open it up and see if there's really a mattress in there. No. I looked at the cardboard, and I saw it was imported cardboard. You know, it looked like Chinese cardboard, recycled cardboard. And you think about that. If they use all these cheesy materials in the box, what do you think they use in the mattress? I don't know, because I didn't open it up. Because I knew if I opened it up, I'd never be able to return it. And I knew if I opened it up, I'd never get it back in the box. It's impossible. How do you get a mattress in a box 12 inches by 12 inches? How do you do that? You can't do it. They have to have a special press in order to squeeze all the air out of that mattress and make it fit in a little tiny box. So our son was returning it, and they had it on this flatbed, and the guy behind him said, like, oh, mattresses, those are great. And my son said, there's two mattresses, you know, one in each box. And the guy said, yeah, you know, my daughter got one, and they're just great. And my son said, look, I'm just the messenger. I'm just the messenger. The guy who bought these doesn't want them. And the guy was telling my son how great these mattresses are. Well, actually, from what I've read, if you sit on the edge of the bed, it squishes so much you'll slide off the edge of the bed. I've heard of people falling out of bed because of the lack of perimeter support around these mattresses. So people are telling our son, or this guy is telling our son, that this is the new wave. This is where it's at. So I'm back to the Stearns and Foster from the 1950s and 1960s, and that's where we're going to stay. So I just wanted to share with you that, you know, the saga of the mattress, or mattry. I guess that would be the plural of mattress. I bought a compressor. Yeah, this is a tale of two compressors, or the story of two compressors. We had a problem with the motor failing of our shop compressor, and that was a showstopper. It really was. We couldn't change any tires. We couldn't dismount tires. We couldn't inflate tires. It was a big problem. We couldn't clean automotive parts with compressed air because the compressor wouldn't run. And I mentioned that it was the capacitors, so I replaced the capacitors and we're good. I thought, you know what? I really need a spare compressor. So I found one used on the internet. It was one of those like Craigslist type things. And 60 gallons, which is typically a vertical tank, the compressor motor and the compressor head, the pump, if you will, are mounted on a mount that's welded to the top of the tank, and it has a pressure switch to inflate the compressor up to the, you know, the desired maximum, and then when you remove air from the compressor as you use it, it senses that and it turns the motor back on and refills up the compressor. This one's 5 horsepower, and it's yellow, you know, DeWalt yellow, and it's a few years old, just a few years old, so it's a late model. And I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. I bought it because I thought this is what we needed, and it was a reasonable price. Typically, they're around $1,200 new. You have to be crazy to spend $1,200 for this thing. It is as cheesy as can be. And it says, big label on it, made in USA. You know, American pride with global materials. I'm not sure what that means. I know the motor's made in China. The compressor head looks like it's made in China. The gauge looks like it's made in China. It uses aluminum tubing instead of copper. Everything about this thing is cheesy. And the feet, there are 3 feet that hold this, you know, off the floor. And they're stamp steel. And there's 3 sides to it, and there's welds on two of the sides. Not 3 sides, 2 sides. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm talking about this yellow compressor with black letters, DeWalt branded. And I actually thought that it was a quality product based on name brand. And maybe they do make some good ones. But I don't think this one is up to my standards. So it's a 60-gallon tank. And the feet has three legs. And they're bent in a U-shape, if you will. And there's a place for a weld on three sides. And they only put welds on two sides. There is a motor bracket that is welded to the top of the tank for the compressor head and the electric motor and the pressure switch. And there's place for four welds, two in the front, two in the back. And it only has two. And the steel, so I took out my dial caliper. And I thought, I think this steel's thinner. So I measured. I have a dial caliper that measures, you know, in thousandths of an inch. And it's a vernier kind of a thing, and you can measure thicknesses and thinnesses up to about 6 inches. And it measured about, the steel frame measured about 0.110 inches. And like 110 thousandths of an inch. So I decided to measure an older compressor, one made in 1981 by Campbell Hausfeld in the United States, completely made in the United States, 60 gallons. So the steel on that one is 131 thousandths, which is about 16 thousandths of an inch, 16% thicker. Well, I looked at the weight of the DeWalt. It weighs about 207 pounds. The 41-year-old Campbell Hausfeld weighs about 257 pounds. Yeah, roughly 20% heavier. So the DeWalt has a Chinese motor, and the Campbell Hausfeld, the old one, has a USA-manufactured motor. So the welds on the feet, on all sides, all three sides of the older one, the 1981 Campbell Hausfeld. Everything on it's thicker. Everything on it's heavier. Everything on it's better. The flywheel on the compressor is cast iron. The flywheel or the pulley on the motor is cast iron. If you go to the DeWalt, the new DeWalt, it's all aluminum. And the size of the driving pulley on the motor is way bigger on the DeWalt, which means that that compressor, instead of chug, 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 it screams because it's running so fast. I don't like it. I don't like the sound of it. I don't like the color's nice, but I think it's substandard in my world. So I believe that the pulley ratio drives that compressor head more than five times faster. That's a rough estimation. I could be a little off, but not too much. So the compressor is actually being driven about five times faster or more with the new DeWalt. And so what does that mean in terms of longevity? Well, the older one is rated at about 8,000 hours. The new one, the new DeWalt, 1,000 hours. So why are companies doing this? Why are companies devaluing their brand by making these cheesy products? I'm going to sell the DeWalt. I can't wait to get rid of it. I can't wait. I can't stand seeing this thing. So we have our old Cobalt working. It's about 16 years old, maybe 17. I replaced the capacitors, both of them, in that electric motor, and it works just fine. And so we have a DeWalt now, which I can't stand. And then we just purchased over the weekend this Campbell Hausfeld. The guy wanted $400 for it. He decided that if we were going to drive out there, he'd take $300 for it. He said it worked great, put it in storage 5 years ago. And we said, okay, don't plug it in until we see it, because I think mud wasps get the engine, or not the motor, I should say, and the pump could have debris in it and dust, and I didn't want the compressor inhaling dust. I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The minimal decrease in inflation announced last week from 9.1% in June to 8.5% in July is likely to bring down 2023's Social Security cost of living adjustment as well. Last month, the Social Security Administration was planning to give seniors a 10.5% boost. That's now been downgraded for Social Security checks to 9.6% in 2023. Republicans continue to call out Attorney General Merrick Garland and the weaponizing of the FBI. Paul Manafort, President Trump's campaign manager, didn't sugarcoat his reaction and let the FBI have it for its politically motivated search of President Trump's Florida home on Newsmax.
It's the destruction of our country and our democracy and our Constitution. I mean, the Biden administration has shown that it will go to any levels to try and destroy a political opponent.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The U.S. Consulate in Mexico is advising citizens to avoid Baja California after cartel violence in Tijuana explodes. Heavy police presence and roadblocks are also an issue. A publisher with Baja News says Baja Californians have never experienced widespread cartel violence like this before. The attorney for President Trump is unloading on the weaponizing of the FBI in an effort to attack their political opponent. Christina Bob says the FBI and the Department of Justice have boxed themselves into a corner, and the American people are starting to see the pattern from Democrat leadership.
We let them in there before, and other attorneys on the team have gone through that, combed through it to make sure there wasn't something that people weren't aware of, and I'm not convinced that there's actually anything booming in there, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they come up with. But I also think it's convenient for them that they're shrouding this in a national security blanket because they don't want to disclose what they're doing because what they're doing is wrong. And so they want to hide it behind the premise that this is, it's a matter of national security and classified documents, so we can't disclose to you what we're doing or why we're doing it, but just trust us. We're not lying to you. Well, no, the American people aren't going to stand for that anymore. We don't believe the FBI. They burned their bridge with Russia, 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 with the Ukraine hoax, with unmasking the incoming national security advisor, with surveilling President Trump's campaign. The FBI has lied to the American people so many different ways. We don't believe them anymore.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So you all know that I like to have spare equipment, and I just don't like to be in a position where we can't solve our own problems. So I decided to buy this used compressor, and it was $400 on the internet and through communications with the seller, $300. And so he said it worked great, went there, and he hooked it up. And it was in a storage location with no electricity, and I was really not willing to buy it without hearing it run, seeing it run, because a lot of things can go wrong. A compressor can have a hole in the bottom of the tank from water sitting there. It can have mud wasps in the motor, which if someone were to turn it on, the motor could overheat within like 10 seconds and burn up. and a motor is $508 or $506 for an American one, about $200 to $300 for a Chinese one. And the compressor head, if the oil wasn't changed and at the right level, it could overheat. And pretty much everybody that has a compressor that sells it used, I don't know why they do it, but they take the cover of the belt off. And a lot of them are air deflectors that blow, force the air around the compressor head that gets hot. So those things are taken off and the compressor heads overheat. It's like an overheated engine. It makes no sense to do that, but that's what they do. So this one seemed to be gently used, but it was 41 years old. And when he hooked it up to show us how well it worked, and no sign of life, no sign of life whatsoever. So I turned the flywheel on the compressor head, and everything seemed to be okay. I didn't hear any bearing problems. I didn't hear any scraping noises. Everything seemed to be okay. The motor turned fine. The bearings were fine on the motor, but no sign of electrical life. So he worked on it for about 45 minutes, and he tested every way he could. He had knowledge of electricity, and he knew what he was doing, but no sign of life. So I said to him, well, you know, we came a long way to pick this up. What do you want to do? And I said, well, make me an offer. I said, no, I'd rather you did. I'd rather you came up with a number. He said, just give me a number. I looked at our son, and our son and I came up with the exact same number to the penny. That was $200. And reluctantly, he said he really wanted $250, and I said, there's no sign of life. A U.S. motor is going to cost more than over $500. And so he said, yeah, you're right. And he determined it was a motor. So $200 later, we have it. And I looked at it yesterday. What do you think was wrong with it, class? What do you think was wrong with this compressor? Wouldn't run. Three guesses. You know the answer. You know the answer, right? And you know it's a $12 answer, right? You know that. Because I've been teaching you about these capacitors. So I ordered both capacitors for this electric motor. And I was able to bypass the capacitors for a quick test. It runs just great. Capacitors will be here probably in about half a week. And we're going to be in great shape. So there you have it. So why did it work 5 years ago and not work today? Because the capacitors degrade in the heat. That's what they do. But this compressor is absolutely awesome. You know, if you don't mind it being 41 years old and not being, you know, the shiniest one in the shop, it's really nice. I am just delighted. It even has the original belt from 1981 to drive the compressor. Bottom line is, some of the older things were made with durability in mind. Some of the newer things, newer items, newer appliances, not so much. So I could have a shiny, new-looking DeWalt, which would be the envy of every do-it-yourselfer in the area, or I could have this older-looking Campbell-Hausfeld that'll probably last another lifetime. So that's what we have. And, of course, if you buy a compressor, you want to make sure that if you buy a used one, you want to make sure that the shroud is there, that the air cleaner has not been removed, that all the plumbing is original. You want to make sure that the tank has been drained. Otherwise, water sits in the bottom. Condensation sits in the bottom of the tank. It'll eat a hole in the bottom of the tank. You don't want that. So before you start it up, you want to make sure that all the air is removed from it, and you want to check the oil and see how it looks. If it looks nice and clean, that's a really good sign. If it's too low, you know, it's running low on oil, that's not a good sign, because that's what cools the compressor head. So I just wanted to share those thoughts with you. Here's another thought. So I have a relative, and I love him dearly. He's a guy just a couple years younger than I am, just a couple. And he has this beautiful son and daughter. And the daughter has been dating this young man for about 6 years. And it looks like he was getting pretty serious. And the father thought that one day, one day this young man just might ask for permission for him to marry the daughter. So the young man, after 6 years of dating the daughter, he said, "Hey, why don't we go out and get a bite to eat? Just the two of us." And they went out, and the young man asked the father the question. "You know, I'd like to marry your daughter. May I have your permission?" And the father said the most amazing thing. Absolutely brilliant. You might want to write this down, class. He said, "You know, I've been thinking about that question for a long time, and if you asked me, what would I say?" So his response was, "Okay, when do you need to know by?" When do you need to know by? What a great answer, right? I love it. So if that ever happens to me, if our daughter decides that she found the right man, and he ever asked me, I'm going to use that response. "I know you've been dating for a while. When do you need to know by?" Okay. Got a couple other things I wanted to share with you today. You know, food prices are up. You all know that. And you just heard that Social Security Administration was going to increase the monthly allowance that we get, those of us who are on Social Security, by about 10%, but then they realize that inflation has come down so much that they're going to reduce that 10% by 10% to come down in around 9% something. These guys just lie. They just can't keep from lying. And the one thing that you can be sure of with this administration is whatever they say, they're going to take it back. Whatever they say, they don't mean it. They even said, White House press secretary even said that the guy with the big chair, he hasn't been apprised or informed of the raid on Donald Trump's house. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that the guy in the big chair was not informed? Do you really believe that we have, it means one of two things. It means either we have a rogue attorney general and a rogue FBI, or the president's lying. That's what it means. Or the press secretary's lying. It can't mean anything else. So food prices are up, and Ukraine and Russia are responsible for the export of about 30% of the world's fertilizer. About 30%. Last year, a ton of fertilizer was about $270. One ton, 2,000 pounds of fertilizer, $270. This year, it went up a little bit to $1,400 a ton. If you do the arithmetic, that's 5.2x. 5.2x. So what's that mean? Well, it means that farmers can't afford fertilizer. That means that they're going to grow less produce, less crops, less everything, especially fertilizer-intensive crops. So last year I've told you that hay was $30 to $35 per round bale, roughly a 1,000-pound bale of hay, $30 to $35. And it's hit as much as well, over $100, $125, $150. I've heard $180. So we're on the search for hay because we're in trouble here at our farm, and so is everybody else. Found a guy's got it. He's got hay for sale. $70, 70. Which is only twice as much as last year, right? But here's the problem. They combine the hay. What does that mean? So they bring in this big machine, they go out in the hay field, and they cut off the seeds. They take the seeds. That's where the most nutrition is in the hay. They take that out. And they sell the seeds for planting grass. Now what we do, when we cut hay, we leave the seeds on our hay so that when we cut it and unroll it, we reseed our field every year with the hay that we just cut. Pretty good idea, right? That's what we do. And we unroll the hay in different strips all winter long, so we cover the fields as best we can uniformly so that every square inch, every square foot of the fields get reseeded. naturally, because the seeds are still in the hay of the grass we cut. Well, this guy combined the hay, took all the seeds off it, now he's just selling like the least valuable part. And he wants only twice as much as it was last year for way inferior hay. This would be like giving you a meal of rice. Can it fill you up? Yep, it can fill you up. Does it have any nutrition? Hardly. And at the same time, these farmers are saying, look, you know, we don't want to gouge our neighbors, you know, because they're our neighbors, and, you know, we want to take care of our neighbors, and we want to help. So we're only going to charge twice as much as last year for inferior, barely edible hay. Now, they have some other hay, too. But they cut it late. They baled it late. Which means that the sun, this really, really strong solar rays, bleached the nutrition out of the hay. So if you have your... When you cut grass, there's an ideal time to cut it. And that's when it has its maximum protein value. If you wait and wait and wait, the protein value goes down and down and down, and the sun bleaches that out even more. So they have some other hay that was baled way too late. It's like dust, dried up, and that's $70 a bale. But of course, they don't want to take advantage of their, you know, their neighbors and their fellow farmers. It is now clear to me that it is every man for himself. It really is. It's every man for himself. And I mean, when I say that, I mean in the old sense, when I was learning English in elementary school, if you didn't know if it was a he or a she, you'd use he. Okay? He means he or she in my world. So I just want to make sure that everybody's clear on that. I'm not singling out just the guys. When I say he, I mean male and female. We'll be right back. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Really well. Kathy, I was just reading about tomatoes in California, that the price of fuel and water, and because of the water restrictions, the cost has almost doubled for tomato planting, harvesting, etc. Almost double. So word to the wise class is you probably ought to get, if you like tomatoes, tomato sauce, tomato paste, tomato puree, canned tomatoes, diced tomatoes, you probably ought to get it like right now. Any comments, Kathy?
Yeah, we just talked about that on Thursday, and actually what I'm doing right now is I'm canning a bushel. Between mine and my neighbors, they didn't want theirs, so I'm like, okay, fine, I'll can today. So I would recommend it too. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Did you have something on your mind other than that?
Vince, there was a couple things that I wanted to, just a word to the wise. I know someone very well who is in a nurse for over 30 years, maybe more, maybe 35. And we were talking about the whole situation with the ventilators and the injuries and things that have happened with the recent, experiences with that. And the conversation that we had, and this is just people that if you ever have to do it, go to a very good, like a critical care unit. Somebody make sure that they have done it. In their experience, their unit, they're all seasoned nurses, and they know how to put them on. They know how to take them off. And what the conversation that we had had was, when all this happened a couple years ago and there were so many people that had injuries, what I was told was there was a lot of people that were doing it that weren't that experienced. And they had to train them. But he said even at that, it was difficult because it's a skill and you have to know what you're doing and what you need to look for. So it's just a word to the wise on that. Just make sure that if you ever have to be in that situation, if you can somehow find out, like, how experienced are these people, how long have they been doing it, and hopefully that would be a little better outcome.
So what I'm hearing you say is that there are people who are behind the machines who actually are not really well-trained and experienced. And that's what Dr. Sergey was saying that there are people now taking blood pressure and pulse readings and oxygenation readings at the hospital setting who are in high school. That's what they're doing. And they really don't know what they're doing because they're not doctors and nurses. They're just, they're doing the first level of assessment. Pretty scary stuff. Because it sounds to me like they don't even know when there is a dangerous reading, whether they should jump and stop everything and, you know, ring the alarm for help. This is scary stuff to me.
Yeah, that's right, Vince. Vince, if I have a minute, and we could probably get into this more, but we just had a situation with a medical bill that we got. And so I also have another person that was a nurse for 50 years, 45 years, 50 years. And so what you should do when you look at your bill, we got a bill that was a year after the service was provided. And that first of all should be a red flag. What you can look at on your bill is if there's a zero balance and the payment has been accepted, that means it should have been paid in full. So whatever the clinic, hospital accepted, the insurance company, those agreed to, that typically is a bill that is already paid in full. So if you're getting a bill after that, then you really need to question it. So when you call them, this is what she told me. She said, ask them, why am I getting a bill after a year? And if they won't give you like a solid answer, then whatever the charges are, you ask for everything to be broken down. You want a detailed description so that you can go back and look. And so if you don't believe you owe the money, then you need to tell them that also. You say, look, this is all paid in full. I paid everything. The only thing that changes that is if you, whatever like co-pays you might have had, like if you missed those. But we ended up calling, and I talked to the young man, and I said, I don't believe I owe this. You know, I explained my position, and it was $364. And he looked at it, and he went back, and he goes, yep, you're right. You don't owe it. We're going to clear it. But how many people would pay that then? You know, you would just look at it and go, okay, I guess I owe it. So, you know, I'm just trying to give a few tips if people have medical bill come in.
Yeah, just because it's computer generated, just because it arrives in a first class envelope, just because it has a logo of a clinic or a hospital on it, doesn't mean you owe it. Okay. Class, I think you should challenge everything that you think might, just might not be correct. Challenge everything. And that's what I'm going to be doing right after the broadcast. I'm going to call Sam's Club and say, yo, you know, you should make a number 10 can of tomato sauce. And it's flat on two sides. It got smashed. What can we do about it? And what I'd like is a replacement. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.